This morning I'm talking to William Allen Jones, who was born and raised in Glantower, Mr. Gunlice. Can you tell me some of the memories that you have of growing up and some of the buildings that might not be there now that you remember?
Well, what I can remember is that I used to play cricket and football down at the bottom of Glantower. There was a little field, and the children used to play on that field quite often. We used to use the tips to have slides, and we used to play down in the ruins of the old diamond works. Up on top of Glantower, there was a changing rooms for the rugby, and then above the changing rooms were there was a boxing ring. They have been demolished, and there's no car park, I believe.
The car park for the...
For the golf arms.
Which is now...
It's still there.
It's still there, but it's a new, different name.
Is it? I don't know. Because I have not been living there for a while. What else can I say? There was a large cherry tree outside number 17 Glantower, where I was born. Unfortunately, somebody drilled a hole in its base and it died. Lots of children used to come down to have some of the cherries from the tree, which were delicious. There's a little hill at the top of Glantower, and we used to use that as a base to play a game called Kick the Tin, where we used to kick the tin down the hill. One person would then try and find where the others had gone to hide, and had to put the tin back on top of the hill and say, one, two, three, geese, geese. What else?
Did you go to pictures when you were small?
Yes, I did. And in my early teens, I think I used to go twice a week up to the Astoria. And if there was a film I'd seen in the Astoria, we'd go to the Capitol in Stilvera, or to the Empire in Stilvera, or to Abercrave Welfare Hall. That's where the first stereophonic sound was, in the valley, showing the robe. There was, before going into the cinema, I used to buy a packet of Spangles, and that used to cost three old pence, in the shop next door to the Astoria. Or there was another shop across the road, next door down to where Mary Hopkins's grandparents used to live. There was also a sweet shop newsagent where the bus station is now. What else?
What about Sonti's?
When I was in the choir, my friend and I used to call in Conti's coffee shop, and we used to buy some chocolate peanuts before going to the choir practice. When I was coming out of the cinema, which would cost us a shilling, no, 6 months, and then on the way home, I'd call in Conti's fish and chip shop and get 3 pennies worth of chips. So the whole night would cost me a bob. Where the garden centre is now, in the centre of Ystrad, used to be a garage. Don't know who owned it or what its name was, I couldn't tell you. The temp used to have billiard tables in it before he changed into an ice cream parlour. Obviously all of the prefabs were demolished and they put in the new homes. The welfare hall itself was changed because there were 4 snooker tables in the welfare hall. And
where were those in the welfare hall?
Well, the entrances have changed. The entrance now is in the middle of the building, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, well, there's an entrance to the right and there was an entrance to the left. And if you went into the entrance on the left, the billiards, the snooker hall was on the right-hand side. I think there's it. They used to have sales and stuff. My mother used to work there.
Oh, in the cafe in the lesser hall.
Yeah, that's where the billiard tables were, four of them. Upstairs there used to be conference rooms and things for various organisations. There was a library there on the left hand side as you went in the entrance. The other entrance used to go into the main hall where there were concerts and eventually films. But there weren't any films when I was there. There were toilets there as well on the right hand side as you went in. Loads of concerts in the on the stage. Who else is there? Coming back out. There was a draper's shop on the square where the bank was, Barclays. There was a Pegler's further down Station Road. The wool shop, I don't know if the wool shop is still there. No, there was a wool shop. And just where the toilets are now, just after the toilets, I believe. There was a dentist halfway down Station Road. Mr. Webb was the dentist, bit of a butcher. I remember having a very painful extraction on an occasion. I think there was a bakery down opposite the police station. Obviously, there were no council houses and things down that area at all. They were just fields. Let's see. Coming down from the square, there's a little lane going down between what I'm...
How Legloss?
Yeah, Church Street, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lane going down to the fields, and on at the bottom of that lane there was a large shed which we call the Institute, and there were dances held every other Saturday in that Institute, and it's not there anymore, I don't think. That was a fateful night for me. It's when I took my wife out for the first time. Then going down to Legloss, Smithfield.
Mm.
There was a shop on the corner of Smithfield and Legloss. And a little bit further down again, there was Nicholas, another shop, halfway down opposite where the Gorsedd is now.
Selling what?
Selling sweets and odds and sods sort of thing. Then on College Road there was a little shop, Terry's, and then further down again, just before where the railway line was, there was another shop, Jenkins, selling the same sort of things. On the Glantower side, Pantafynnell Terrace, at the end of the road, there was a fish and chip shop. Of course, there was the big wooden railway line, which is now a walkway.
Mm.
And of course, the railway is gone and it's now the road. The rugby field, there was no clubhouse. There was no stand. There was a row of zinc shelter along the touchline where the stand is now. Sheep used to use it as a place of shelter during the winter. There was an open air toilet for the gents, which is no longer there. I think they've got swings there now. Well, they did have swings. Let's see. Can't think of anything else down there. It has changed anyway. Hunt, of course, had a shop down there, a bakery. And we used to play tennis at the back of the factory, or bakery, whatever it was. There was the bowling green, which is still there. Never played bowls until now. There was a railway line running down to the ironworks. I don't know what to say now, to be honest. But there are houses that have been built in that direction, opposite Tower Park. Of course, there wasn't a Tower Park. It just fields. Can't think...